Two very short readings today, but it's all about what you've got to guard against bad words and slander and so on. So there's a lot of references to what you shouldn't do with your mouth and your lips and the words that you say. And that goes into double figures. So for all of you who are into counting, when it mentions something about things you shouldn't do with your mouth or is a bad idea, count them on the fingers. And as I say, it goes into double figures. But you'll all get different answers, so I won't give you the right answer at the end. So the first bit is from Proverbs 10:18-21. He who conceals his hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. When words are many, sin is not absent, but he who holds his tongue is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, but the heart of the wicked is of little value. The lips of the righteous nourish many, but fools die for lack of judgment. Now we're moving on to Proverbs 11:11-13. Through the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted, but by the mouth of the wicked it is destroyed. A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbour, but a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret. This is the word of the Lord. There were 12, by the way, but you may have more.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for reading that. You're absolutely right. Our reading today is all about speaking, all about words. So talking and chatting and shouting and screaming and whispering. Words, words, words. Such a lot of words. They're everywhere. And as our reading has told us, some words, some talking is helpful. It builds us up. It's positive, it's encouraging, it's supportive. So in the readings we heard how blessings lifted others up. And we also heard that sometimes it's better to keep quiet than to let things slip out. I think we all know that bit. It's hard sometimes, though. Okay. And then some words and talking are absolutely just the opposite, aren't they? They put people down, they hurt others, they undermine and strip others of their confidence. So we've heard in the readings how words destroy sometimes, and how gossiping can upset and even break other people. Yeah. And that's the general theme in this section of Proverbs. Proverbs itself holds lots and lots and lots of different sayings, lots and lots of different truths about life. And it often has contrasting and opposite sayings. And we're invited to think and to choose which saying, which truth about life we want to follow. All sorts of issues are covered, and today, as we've said, it's about speaking. Over the last 4 weeks, the last four talks, we've been looking at wisdom, about acting wisely, about making wise choices, and the importance of being ready and making the choices to understand God's will and living life to its fullest with God. Living life to its fullest, making wise choices. Choosing to understand God's will. And knowing that God will help us. He will help us if we choose to understand his will. And I think the crux of that is here. On the lips of the one who has understanding, wisdom is found. On the lips. And that's what it's all about. All about our mouths today. Well, we talked as well about the readings in Proverbs. They were very, very, very long time ago, as Phil said, ancient, ancient readings. And they made sense to the people then. And they also made sense when Jesus was around on the earth a couple of thousand years ago. And we look, if we look at the New Testament, if we look at Matthew, we find this wonderful, wonderful phrase here. The good person brings good things out of a good treasure. So, in our hearts, we hold treasure. And we can bring them out. We can bring them out through our mouths, through our lips, through what we do and what we say. So we can show our inner hearts, our inner selves through what we say. And I wondered if anybody would like to find some good treasure today. Have you got any good treasure? I wonder if I've got a couple of helpers, because I've got a little treasure bag. I'll find it. Does anybody fancy finding a little bit of treasure? Ooh, can I have a volunteer? Ooh, little people particularly will like this treasure. Promise you. You don't have to do anything other than just get it, and I do everything else. It's really easy. You just have to come and go, oh, come here. Yay. Find me some treasure, please. Oh, thank you. Now we need to open this treasure. Shall I help you? Okay, let's have a look. Let's have a look. It's been wrapped up very well, hasn't it? What have we got? Oh, do you want to pull up the treasure? Oh, what have you got there?
A message and a chocolate
box. A message in a chocolate box. Well, I think you can keep that. Shall we have a look at the message? Come here a minute. You don't have to read it. I'll read it. What it says, blessings. Blessings. Now then, blessings. When you focus on being a blessing, that means using wonderful blessing words and really taking care of people in what you say. What do you say? God blesses you in abundance. Oh, well, that's a brilliant piece of treasure, isn't it? Gosh. Thank you. Blessings, treasures. Now then, we've got some more treasures here. Anyone else want to find one? Can you find someone else? Come here. Thank you. Oh, yeah, close your eyes. Let's have a look. Do you want me to help? There's a lot of sellotape on this. Here we go. Come around so everyone else can see, because they want to see it. Pull. Ooh. What have you got? Oh, you've got
a message.
Oh, you've got a message. What's your message say? Can you read that at all?
Will you speak for Henry today? Will you care for him? Will you help him? With the help of God, we will.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, what wonderful things. Can you see two things in there that we can show through the way we speak? These two words here, do you think?
Well, care and help.
Yes. Caring words and helping words. And people said, with the help of God, we will. That's what it said in the baptism, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's the whole of today's message, isn't it? Using kind words, treasures from inside in our hearts, and that God will help. So this, people said, with the help of God, we will. Good treasure. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now then, two more. Two more people, please. Thank you. Come on. You can stand up, you're a bit taller. How are we doing? Rip, rip, rip. Oh, here we go. Ooh, same again. We rubbish together. Now, what we got? Oh, there's loads of writing on this one, isn't there? Oh, my goodness, that's a long word. Righteousness. And I looked in the dictionary to find some words that made a bit more sense, because it's a big word, that one, isn't it? Go on, can you read these ones?
Goodness.
Goodness.
Honesty.
Honesty.
Justice.
Justice.
And decency.
Decency. Now, they're treasures in our hearts, aren't they? All those words. Goodness, being honest, speaking for justice, and decency. Seeking to be close to God, seeking to understand and follow God's will. Using all those treasures in our hearts. And what's he say? Oh, as I'm saying, there's a reading from the Bible here, from James chapter 3, verse 8. What's it say there?
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
Absolutely brilliant. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you, and you'll be able in your heart's treasures to have goodness, decency, honesty and justice in the way that we speak. Thank you. Thank you very much. And the very last treasure. Oh no, two last treasures. Two more people. Anyone? Yeah, please. Oh, we got to. Oh, here we go. Jordan. There we are. What do you think you're going to get?
No idea.
Let's have a look. Oh, look! Woo! What have we got? What treasures have you got?
Right,
okay. Oh, look! What have you got?
Kind words. Like, I love you. Hello, nice to see you. How are you? Do you want to play? How's it going? You're a good friend to me. That was wonderful what you did. Thank you. Lots of kind words.
Yeah. Kind words, kind treasure. That's a real treasure, isn't it, to have
Absolutely.
Kind words?
Yeah.
And what have you got?
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Peace, love. A blessing at end of...
the service, that's right.
That,
listen out for the end of the service, because that's what we say. That's I think Phil will be saying that. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. To love and to serve. Again, treasures. Using words of love and serving throughout for the way we say things and the way that we act. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take your rubbish if you want. You want your chocolate bar, don't you?
I want to take your chocolate bar.
Thank you. Well done with that, Lucky Dip. Lots of treasures in our hearts. Lots of treasures. So, treasures, speaking, our inner hearts, staying close to God and listening to God's will. An important part of speaking is this tiny, tiny thing. And James says, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. And James, if you read more of James chapter 3, verse 5, and read on a bit more, he talks about riding a horse. The bit that goes through a horse's mouth is really tiny. But if you put it in, you can steer the horse. And a ship, massive ship, but the thing that steers it is a tiny rudder underneath it. tongue's a bit like that. It's like the bit, it's like the rudder. The tongue can do really big things. It tells of our treasures, like the treasures we found today. But we have to watch. We have to watch our tongues and what we say. And God will help us if we seek to understand more of God's, what God's telling us. We'll become wiser. But God does know that we make mistakes. He does know. And he knows it's not easy. But if we stay close to him and we're careful, we're careful how we speak, and we know that God's always close to us, he will guide us, and he's always ready to listen to us, listen to our prayers and our worries. And in him we can seek understanding and we can seek wisdom. So we need to keep a check on our tongues to enable them to speak our inner treasures. Something to keep working on with God's help. So I wondered if anyone here would like to work on a bit of tongue control. Anyone here who, like me, sometimes the tongue gets away with them and it doesn't fully show my inner treasures. I do have to hold it back, and sometimes I don't. But if I keep close to God, God will help. He does help. Is there anyone in need of a little bit of practice? Got someone here. Because I have a challenge. I have a challenge. It's called the donut challenge. Now, the thing about this is we've got to control our tongues. And the idea is that your tongue, it carries away sometimes. But the donut challenge will help us to keep control of our tongues. Because you've got the thing we need to do is not to lick our lips when we're eating the donuts. Because then we're really concentrating on our tongues. So as a challenge to anyone who would like to practice, because God does know we make mistakes, and we do need to keep practicing these things with God's help, with our speaking, and the donuts will help us control our tongues. So I've just got a couple of donuts, just one or two, in the thought that one or two of us might need a little bit of practice. Roll up. Now, you can hold your donut, but we've got to start all at once. Because anyone who doesn't fancy a donut at this moment, thank you, we've got to watch. Because we're watching for those tongues they haven't got to lick. More, we need more. Do you want to stand and look that way? We need more. We've got 20 here. Come on. Oh, Malcolm, come on, you like donuts. Who doesn't like a donut? Oh, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. More. Come on, Audrey. Audrey, come here. Come on. We need more. More. Oh, yes, here they come. I can see other people are really... Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Another 6. Wow. As fast as you can, please. 7. So 1. Oh, brilliant. Oh, no. You can help, though. Right, okay. Well, there'll be. You can have another little competition at the end. With coffee, if you want. So, right, do take one.
Okay, one with the least sugar on.
Do take one. Right.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. There we go, darling. Oh, you don't want to touch it, do you? Here you go. You can have a lick as well. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
not you. Lots. You.
Well, they're big ones, aren't
they? She's a little brilliant. Bit nervous about the fact that she might be.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, yes, what are they?
Oh, the jammy ones.
The jam.
Right, okay. Who's ready for the tongue control?
We need some tissues.
Watch carefully. On your marks, get set. Head up so we can see your tongue. On your marks, get set. Go. No licking. How are we doing? You're doing good.
Have you done
it? I'm sure you don't like it. Don't you? Just well done. Have you done it as well?
Oh,
nearly there. Well done. Whee! Yeah, of course you can. Yeah. Yeah. Well done. Yeah?
I think I might have had a surreptitious lick.
Just a little lick. We're allowed mistakes every now and again.
Sorry.
Well, I think Hanfrey did that.
I lost control.
You lost control. Did you do it? Well done. Yay!
I have a tissue over here.
Yeah. Nearly.
I did have a good old lick at the end.
Was it a nice lick at the end? Have you done it? Well done. Hey. There we go.
Sharon.
Well, I think everyone who's tried that deserves a massive clap. Well done. Thank you. Thank you very much. Controlling our tongues, staying faithful, being close to God, listening to God, and having understanding, God's understanding. Shall we finish in prayer? Lord, we give thanks today for your great love, your great blessings upon us. Help us to store good treasure in our hearts. Help us to be filled up with good treasures so that we can show your love and so we can share your blessings through what we say with all those we love or we know and with all we meet. Amen.